The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jen Rogers from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Catster.com, LoveMeow.com, and Dogster Magazine. We'll begin today's program with an article from Catster.com titled, How Do Cats Show Affection? 7 Signs of Cat Affection by Marilyn Krieger. It's a myth that cats are aloof and unemotional. Cats show affection to humans using a combination of body language, postures, and vocalizations. Let's take a look at some lesser-known forms of cat affection. Cat kisses, grooming, tail fluffs, chirps, and mews. These are a few of the sweet ways cats show affection to the people that they feel close to. Because some signs of cat affection are subtle, they are often misinterpreted and sometimes overlooked. Typically, kitties do not demonstrate their warm feelings toward people in loud, boisterous ways. They don't wag their tails or shower their loved ones with sloppy kisses like some dogs do. Instead, they whisper their affections. Here are some signs of cat affection that every cat parent should know. Number 1. Cats show affection through their eyes. It is a pretty good indicator when your cat trusts and enjoys your company when she looks at you with half-closed eyes while slowly blinking. These special eye blinks are called cat kisses and are reciprocal. You can tell your cat you love her too by giving her cat kisses. They convey relaxation, contentment, affection, and trust. They help build and strengthen your relationship with her. She may respond with more slow blinks. 2. Cats show affection through their tails. Become a tail watcher. Tails are emotional barometers, accurately conveying emotions through how they are held and positioned and their degrees of fur puffiness. When combined with body language and other indicators, they communicate a gamut of emotions from fear and aggression to affection and happiness. Whereas most people readily recognize signs of fear and aggression, they are not always as aware their tails are indicators of cat affection too. Cats often show their emotional attachments through tail placements. Connection is demonstrated by twining tails around the legs and arms of their favorite buddies. Sometimes kitties express warm feelings as they relax next to the people while physically touching or resting their tails on them. Although I try not to anthropomorphize, the sweet behavior reminds me of holding hands with a best friend. In addition to tail wrapping and touching, kitties express happiness and warm feelings by fluffing out the base of their tails while subtly quivering them. Simultaneously, they hold their tails upright with a slight curve at the top. This behavior is sometimes called the happy tail dance. Usually it is accompanied by an endearing kitty love blink. Number 3. Cats show affection through cheek rubs. One friendly way cats greet those they trust and feel safe with is by rubbing their cheeks on them. Cheek rubs are also invitations for socializing. Kitties have scent glands in their cheeks that produce pheromones. In addition to showing their favorite people trust and affection, felines mark ownership through the behavior and mingle their scents with those they are attached to. With cats you don't know, you can encourage socialization by extending your index finger toward the cat at about her nose level. It doesn't matter whether she is a few feet away or across the street. If she wants to say hello, she'll approach your finger and touch it with her nose, and then turn her head until your finger is on her cheek. If she trusts you, she will rub your hand with her cheek, indicating that she's open to socializing. This may be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Number 4. Cats show affection through head bunting. Does your cat bop you with her head? She's demonstrating affection while marking you and mingling her scent with yours. This is a social cat affection behavior that does double duty. In addition to showing trust and friendship, head bunting proclaims ownership. Scent that is produced from glands located on your kitty's head is transferred on you when she butts you with her head. Number 5. Cats show affection through language. Chirps, chirps, purrs, trills, and mews often communicate endearments and trust. Although mom cats communicate reassurance to their kittens through chirrs and chortles, these sweet sounds are often reserved for special people whom cats feel close to. Endearing emotions are also expressed through other vocalizations, such as special meows and mews. Some are soft and kitten-like, while others are louder. Purring can also indicate that your kitty is feeling secure, safe, and reassured around you. Her purrs may show affection, especially when she accompanies them with kitty kisses and other expressive endearments, such as touching you with a paw or tail. Number 6. Cats show affection through grooming. Cats who feel connected and close to each other will mutually groom, allo grooming. The behavior helps them relax, shows trust, and builds a community scent, important for recognizing family members and buddies. People are not exempt. Grooming isn't reserved just for those of the same species. Cats will sometimes lick their human friends, displaying affection while mingling their scents. Number 7. Cats show affection by hanging out on and around you. Cats like being around those they feel an affinity for. Your special kitty might be relaxing near you or napping on your lap. She might position herself so that she touches you. Her back may be against your leg, or she reaches out and pats you with a paw. Even if your cat isn't a lap sitter, she may still demonstrate she feels connected to you by hanging out nearby. Some kitties follow their people around the house. Food isn't part of the equation. They trail their humans because they like being with them. Some tag along, following those they feel connected to from room to room. The bottom line on cat affection and cat communication. Cats are very good communicators, using a combination of body language, postures, and vocalizations to express their feelings. Although they're subtle and at times complex, they have a variety of ways of showing affection and trust to the people they are attached to. Next, we'll move on to a Catster Tips article titled, My Cat's Ears Are Hot. Is This Normal? By Melvin Pena. When your cat's ears are hot, it's not a reliable predictor of a cat's health. Let's explore more about cat ears and what they can indicate about your cat's well-being. Anthropocentric creatures that we are, humans tend to assume, regardless of context, that our own baseline experience of the world is some kind of universal standard, that any deviation from it is strange, problematic, or worrisome. For example, in an idle moment of couch sitting, you're petting your beloved cat and start mindlessly fondling the cat's ears. Suddenly, it occurs to you that your cat's ears are hot to the touch. You've never really noticed that before, and now those hot cat ears are all you can think about. Cats are hot. No cat owner or fan of cats would dare to deny it. A cat's natural body temperature is several degrees hotter than any human's, and anything up to 102.5 degrees Fahrenheit, 39.2 degrees Celsius, is considered normal. Playing with your cat's ears, you are bound to make note of the contrast between what you consider normal and what is typical for the cat. All the same, it's worth exploring whether peculiarly hot ears are a reliable symptom for cat ear problems. So, your cat's ears are hot. Is that normal? Cats' ear temperatures fluctuate based on the animal's surroundings, which is perfectly normal. Unlike most of the surface area of a cat's body, a cat's ear tends to be thin and exposed, protected by neither a great deal of fur nor by body fat. Their noses are also notoriously changeable. During warmer times of the year, vasodilation increases blood flow to these areas, the better to release excess heat from the body. During colder periods, vasoconstriction does the opposite to conserve heat. You may think that indoor cats are subject only to the whims of the thermostat, but any cat perched near a window in the daytime is going to experience a temporary hike in both ear and nose temperature. If we look to color point breeds like the Siamese, we can see that our baseline perception of warmth is very different to that of our cats. For these breeds especially, their experience of heat is written on the body. You may know that the unique coat markings of color-pointed cats are expressions of the form of partial albinism, and that all specimens of these breeds are born with white coats. The patches of color develop as these cats mature, and the darkest at the coolest parts of the body, typically the ears, nose, and tail. Do those warm cat ears mean that your cat has a fever? Are cat ears reliable gauges for a cat's general health? Do warm or hot ears mean that your cat has a fever? In general, even a standard fever from 103.5 degrees Fahrenheit, 39.7 degrees Celsius, and upwards is usually nothing to worry about in the short term. The heat increase experienced during a fever is the body's natural way of fighting infective agents, like viruses or bacteria, and kickstarts the immune system into action. A cat with a normal fever will seek to isolate herself in a cool place, unlikely to be your lap, and will remain still with her body splayed out rather than curled up. If a cat's ear temperature is a source of concern, feel the stomach and underarms. If they, too, are hot to the touch, the cat may have a fever, since a cat with a true fever will experience increased temperature across the entire body. Seek veterinary attention if you observe extreme total body heat for more than 2 days consecutively. If this describes your cat's current conditions, you'll probably have noticed a number of related signs and symptoms, any of which will be more telling than ear temperature alone. Most cat owners spend enough time with their cats to be familiar with their routines. Is the cat eating less or not finishing her food with her normal voracity? Does her heartbeat seem quicker than usual? If she's not only hot, but also shivering, any combination of these symptoms points more conclusively to a potentially dangerous health issue. Fever of unknown origin. Fevers caused by viral infections in cats may subside as quickly as they arise. Fevers caused by secondary bacterial infections are usually accompanied by wounds that you can easily observe or can be indicated by unnatural areas of swelling if they are internal. If your cat has experienced feverish conditions 4 or more times over the course of 2 weeks, the cat may have what is referred to as a fever of unknown origin. Make careful note of any and all changes, behavioral, physical, and otherwise, including the first time you noticed hot cat ears, so that your vet can begin the difficult process of identifying the problem. Can temperature signal other cat ear problems? Unfortunately, no. Where cat ear health is concerned, there are always more obvious signs of disorder and disease than hot ears. The most common cat ear issue is otitis externa, or an infection of the outer ear. Cat ear infections are most frequently traced to 2 sources, ear mites and yeast infections, with mites being the problem in the majority of reported cases. Ear infections may present with ears that are warmer than normal, but this can be attributed to the cat paying more attention to them than usual. Abnormal amounts of scratching at an ear with paws or intently rubbing them against furniture will necessarily raise the temperature and cause reddening. Whether the source of infection is mites or yeast, these microscopic organisms wreak havoc only when conditions are optimal. Excessive buildup of earwax reduces ventilation and raises the internal temperature of the ear canal. The pinna, or the outer part of the ear that you will see and touch, may become warmer as well, but it is the heat inside that permits mites and fungi to flourish. Symptoms of ear infection, more alarmingly than warmth, include dark-colored discharge and a strange, pungent smell. Bottom line, don't panic if your cat's ears are hot. Cat's ears are fascinating organs. Heavily muscled in spite of their delicate appearance, each is capable of moving and turning independently of the other. Subject to the vicissitudes of their environment, the external temperature of the pinnae varies wildly. A cat can have warm ears on 1 hour and cool out ones the next. If the heat emanating from one or both is causing concern, don't panic. Look to the whole cat before you call the vet. Discoloration in and around the ear canal can alert you to serious issues, along with marked shifts in behavior and unusual odors. Next, we'll move on to an article from lovemeow.com titled "Orphan Kittens Found in Street Think This Bearded Guy Is Their Mom" by Amy Bojo. 3 little kittens came to a feline clinic in New York City after they were found in the street after a storm. The kittens were very young and in desperate need of a cat mother's love and care. A month ago, Gil Nunez, a vet tech, received a call about 3 tiny kittens found next to their 4 deceased siblings in the street. They appeared to have drowned the night before during the storm we had. The surviving kittens were only 2 weeks old, Gil told Love Meow. They arrived at the hospital in horrible shape, dehydrated, malnourished, running eyes and nose, soaking wet and shivering. Gil offered to foster them. He filled up a bottle of kitten milk replacer and went straight into father mode. The kittens latched onto the bottle and started eating. It's moments like this that make me so happy to be able to save and protect them. They no longer have to feel cold and hungry. Gil spent the first night with the kittens, keeping them warm on his chest. It took overnight feeding to get them some strength back into their frail, tiny bodies. But their upper respiratory infection was getting worse, and 2 of them were put in critical care. Despite their best efforts, Gianni passed away only after 5 days of intensive care. Donatella, the only girl, managed to get better, and Santo, the smallest one, proved to me that he's the strongest one, Gil told Love Meow. Over the next couple of weeks, Gil nursed the remaining two kittens back to health, and they became very attached to him. They react to my voice even if I'm in a different room. They like to sleep on my chest and under my beard. Despite getting little sleep, Gil kept up with the feeding schedule. He knew that these tiny fur babies relied on him to survive. I'm exhausted taking care of them, but I love these little guys, he added. I'm bringing the babies to work so I can keep them on their feeding schedule and play with them between appointments, Gil said. He helped the kittens learn to eat solid food on their own, but whenever they saw a bottle, they would still cry for it. Gil makes sure they get plenty of snuggles, kisses, and love throughout the day. The kittens were in poor shape when they arrived a month ago, and now they are healthy, strong, and love to purr. It's almost time to put them up for adoption. It's so hard for me to even think about them leaving. Santa likes to look into my eyes while playing with my beard till he falls asleep. Donatella screams for me to pick her up and rub her belly, Gil told Love Meow. I have so much joy seeing them running around my room playing. Knowing that I was able to save them and seeing how happy they are now is an amazing feat of accomplishment. Now we'll move on to the June-July 2018 issue of Dogster magazine, and we'll start with an article titled The Great Escape by Elizabeth Anderson Lopez. Take your dog from lost to found and tips to prevent escapes before they happen. Oh no, my dog got out! Not surprisingly, if a dog has escaped his yard, he likely went through, over, or under a fence. The single most common way I have observed dogs escaping from a yard is when gates are left open or not positively closed, says Stormy Weathers, professional landscaper and owner of the Garden Path in Garden Grove, California. Dog parents and even regular service workers are typically attentive, she says. However, one moment of inattention can create a heartbreaking situation. The second most common method of escape is digging out or digging in by a neighbor's pet. This is a tougher situation to handle because to prevent it, you have to create an obstacle next to the fence, such as a concrete or block planter or bench, or put down a barrier below ground level, which could require some pretty serious trenching, Stormy says. Also, some dogs might be too smart for their own good. Some even learn how to open gates, says Pam Reed, vice president of the ASPCA Anti-Cruelty Behavior Team in New York. Understanding your dog's behavior and potential motivations to escape can help you make the necessary changes to your yard. Preventing escapes. To paraphrase an old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of heartache. One of the most reliable forms of restriction is a fence. Galvanized chain-link fencing is the regular old standby fence to enclose a yard, Stormy says. It's sturdy and durable. If it is tall enough, it will pretty much contain any dog. Negatives are you can see through it, and children might be able to put her hand through it and get bit. Stormy adds that other fence options include wood, vinyl, and composite materials. A wood fence might be best for dogs who are chewers because other materials might damage their mouths. To increase a gate's safety, Stormy recommends installing a self-closing and self-latching mechanism on all gates on your yard. She says the hardware is easy to find and install. You might want to install padlocks on the gates to prevent anyone from opening the gate when you aren't around. If you don't have a fence and are interviewing contractors, Stormy says to ask if they have a dog. If they are a dog lover, they will understand your concern. I would ask them if they have any suggestions. Never be closed to an innovative solution from any source. The great outdoors just isn't just the backyard. Many owners have an enclosed front porch so Fido can get fresh air. The enclosures can be plain or elaborate as you like. It depends on the style of your architecture and, of course, the size of your dog, Stormy says. Some materials we have used to create a cool-looking pet atrium on the front porch or side yard are perforated or plasma-cut metals and decorative wire mesh. These let in light and air and can be a beautiful architectural feature. Once you have a fence or other enclosure, your work isn't done. Performing a perimeter patrol periodically will reveal any covert escape routes in progress, Stormy says. Pay particular attention if a new pet or family arrives next door. These new neighbors might provide a new reason your dog starts to dig. Secure your yard to make sure that there are no small openings, such as cracks in the fences or loose boards near ground level, for your dog to escape through, Pam adds. There are also times of the year when you have to be extra vigilant. Pardon me. 1 in 5 pets escape when frightened by loud noises, such as fireworks or thunderstorms, Pam says. Make sure to keep your pets secured in the home during these events. A year-round prevention tip is to give your dog plenty of physical and mental stimulation, like toys and hidden treats. A satisfied dog has no reason to want to leave the yard, Pam says. Finding your escape dog. It is not uncommon for a dog to get lost. According to the ASPCA, approximately 620,000 dogs who enter U.S. animal shelters are strays returned to their owners. Take these preventative measures to make sure this doesn't happen to your dog. Microchip your dog and keep the information up to date. A microchip is an easy and permanent way to identify your dog. It can also legally prove the dog is yours. Make sure your dog always wears a collar with an ID tag, Pam says. Include a local friend's contact info along with your own. Teach the recall cue. A dog who has learned to come to the owner when called because rewards are forthcoming is less likely to want to leave the yard, but should that happen, the dog is easier to recover, Pam says. Download the Finding Rover Lost Dog app that uses facial recognition. Upload a photo of your dog's face to the site now, just in case. If someone finds a dog, they can upload a photo to help find a match. Attach a GPS pet tracker to your dog's collar. Some even give an alert when your dog leaves a predetermined area. If your dog does escape, these tips can help your pup get home safe and sound. 1. The free ASPCA Pet Safety App, aspcaapp.org, has resources that include a personalized lost pet recovery kit and tools to make printed and digital posters. To expand social media coverage, see if your local city has its own website or Facebook page. 2. If you can, leave the gate to your yard open, Pam says. Leave food, fresh water, and a soft bed. An escapee will sometimes return back to a familiar yard once the allure of running free wanes and the dog gets hungry or cold. 3. When searching for a dog, travel slowly and make frequent 5-minute-long stops, recommends Susan Belunda, MATCABC, a certified animal behaviorist consultant in Westminster, Maryland. Many people will drive around in a vehicle calling to the dog. Unless the dog is within a few seconds of your location, he will not be able to find you if you move too quickly. They need to time to determine the direction of the sound and then go to it. 4. Call all local shelters and veterinarian offices. If your dog is picked up by a Good Samaritan, that person might take your dog to a shelter close to their home, which could be miles away. Extend your search a few cities beyond your closest shelter. Call and visit daily. 5. If your dog has a doggy friend, take her on your searches. Have the dog bark to catch your dog's attention, Pam says. 6. If all else fails, hire a trainer with a tracking dog who might be able to follow your dog's scent trail, Pam recommends. Being vigilant and taking protective measures keeps your dog at home where he belongs, and there's no escaping the benefits of that kind of peace of mind. In addition, some dogs in the backyard. Dogs should never be confined to the yard for long amounts of time. There are many risks to this. Here are just a few. A fence that is easy for dogs to exit is also easy for thieves to enter. A see-through fence particularly lets everyone know you've got a dog in the yard and isn't being watched. Dogs do get stolen. Overly curious children may try to pet your dog from the other side. This is especially risky if your dog is territorial or isn't keen on new people. See-through fences are problematic, as children can reach in. Foxes and coyotes are obvious predators, but even large hawks can and do lift small dogs. If your dog is prone to barking, your neighbors may complain about a noise nuisance. You can be fined for this in many areas. It can be a health risk for your dog. In some areas, it's even illegal to leave a dog outside in extreme heat or cold. Dogs confined to a yard are not being socialized and are at high risk for developing problem behaviors. 2 rules of thumb. Use fencing no one can see through or reach through, and don't confine your dog to the yard for long periods of time. Now we have some stories of lost dogs found. Aston. After escaping from his home and being gone for 5 days, Aston the Greyhound was recovered thanks to an unlikely combination: flyers, technology, pee, and song. Aston escaped from his California home. He was a rescue from the Greyhound Adoption Center, GAC, which helped rescue him again. When Aston's escape was posted on the GAC's Facebook page, up to 40 people volunteered each day searching for him and distributing flyers. Technology was the key to finding him in time, says GAC founder Darren Rigg. We kept updating the Aston sightings on our Facebook page and kept in touch with the volunteers via cell phone. Other animal rescue groups shared our Facebook posts. GAC kennel manager Denine Hunt parked a van at one of those sightings and placed a crate nearby. Volunteers sprayed the area with dog urine collected at the kennel, hoping Aston would recognize the smell. He did, and thanks to Denine singing a song Aston was very familiar with during his year at GAC, Aston trotted up to her and was soon on his way home. Chevy. My boyfriend Kelly Gordon had a black lab named Chevy, who escaped the yard several times. Occasionally the gate would not get closed all the way, and Chevy would use his nose to push it further open so he could escape and find adventure. Chevy was friendly and had tags, so luckily Kelly got a call every time. One time a woman came home to find her Chevy swimming in her pool. Kobe. Kobe got out when I had him only 2 weeks. I decided to go door to door because I was convinced someone had him, and they did. I think they were trying to keep him. They never called my number on his tag. So I'm glad I listened to my gut and went looking for him with my tears and all. Now we'll move on to a highlight of the obsessions of the magazine. Talk about a dog's day out. As a mama to two abandoned and neglected pets, I love organizations that help animals with less than happy pasts and work to get them adopted. Enter Rocky Kanaka's Dog Day Out, a video series that uses a unique angle to get homeless dogs adopted. What's different about this show versus other shows is that it focuses on dogs living in the moment by giving them the best day they've ever had, Rocky says. Dogs can teach us so much, but one of the most powerful things they teach us is how to live in the moment. Take Maple the pit bull, found under an overpass in serious pain from her severe injuries. Maple slowly gained confidence when wrapped, which included wearing costumes like a butterfly or bumblebee. For Dog's Day Out Season 1, Episode 2, Rocky gave Maple a day full of pampering, a photo shoot, and special treats. But the best part of Maple's episode was her butterfly kisses booth, where humans on the boardwalk were able to come up and meet Maple, and of course, get tons of doggy or butterfly, if you go by Maple's outfit, kisses. So is Dog's Day Out a success? I've been overwhelmed by the amount of people commenting, sharing, and reaching out to me to help, Rocky tells us. In episode one, Noel, the little terrier who had to have her two front legs amputated, was not only adopted, but her rescue group, Marley's Mutts, was flooded with amazing people asking how they could get involved. Maple, the pit bull puppy from episode 2, needs a couple weeks to finish healing and to get spayed. Since the video went live, there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of people asking to be considered for adoption. Rocky adds that there are millions of amazing pets available in shelters across the country whose stories have not been told. Head to RockyKanaka.com to support this cause and watch episodes of Dog's Day Out. We've run out of time for today's episode of All About Pets. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jen Rogers, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.